What's going on, everybody? This is the Specifist. And today what we're going to do... So, basically the idea for this episode is we're going to go into this idea of many selves. And in brief, I've talked about this before in other episodes if you're interested. We're going to talk about that a little bit, maybe like a minute. Then we're going to do a little exercise, and then we're going to go deeper in how to use this exercise often and usefully. So, we've talked about this idea in my podcast of the idea of the many selves, how you don't actually have one single self, that in reality, if you look deeply enough at what's going on with yourself and others, you realize that there are multiple selves within you, what you call yourself, what you call your body. And so what we're going to do is a sort of live exercise on how to basically communicate with your other selves. Now, I did an episode on this a while back, but this is going to be much more practical, I think, than that other one was, and I'm going to go into some other things related to this and stuff like this. So start by getting comfortable. You don't have to get like too relaxed for this. I'd rather you actually be a little bit alert, and so you might want to sit with your back straight as possible without being uncomfortable, because that helps you to actually become more aware, more alert of what's going on around you. Another thing that helps is to sit on the floor instead of on a chair, because usually chairs are very soft and squishy, which makes the possibility of you becoming very sleepy during this exercise very likely. So you don't have to do that, but that's my recommendation for now. And let's basically get started. So, there's many ways you can imagine this. Basically, this is just an imagination exercise for now. But, imagine, just to give you one way of imagining this, and I'll give you several ways, and you go with which one sounds best for you in this current moment, right? But one way to do this is to imagine like you're at a really big party, and imagine pretty big crowd, and it's chattering and it's making a lot of noise and stuff like this. And then you can go into that crowd and you can talk to the people in that crowd. And that crowd itself are those multiple selves, those other selves that we've been talking about in these episodes, right? And so you go into the crowd, you start chatting with them, you start learning their hopes and dreams and fears and loves and things like this. And you start understanding certain things, right? One of the first things that really came to mind is that not all of these selves have been developed equally. Oftentimes, there's an unequal development because one self is being used more than other selves, which creates a sort of unequal development where one self is highly developed and one self and another self maybe very developed as well, but not as developed as the first self. And there's another self that's not developed very well at all, but still exists and still has its shadow effect that's affecting you in the present moment, kind of thing, right? And so a lot of this requires patience, just kind of sitting or staying around when you're like doing nothing and just listening to what the selves are saying, speaking to them, talking to them, trying to figure out what they want, try to figure out how you can balance all these different selves. But basically, it's mostly just about becoming aware of these different selves and what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing. This kind of thing, right? Because once you start becoming aware of the selves, you can start to see the self develop, because the reason why the self is not developing is because it's not getting a whole lot of input from you it's getting input from its environment, perhaps. But if the input is there, it may not understand the input. It may not understand what's happening with the input. And so it's not fully developed. And so you have to give it input. You have to find a way of giving it input. If that means helping your other selves understand each other more so that they can do the back and forth themselves, or doing it yourself all the time or most of the time or whatever, it's up to you. It's easier to let the selves do the talking themselves and to work these things out themselves. But sometimes you may have to do it yourself if it's a very extreme argument or whatever, right? And so this is going to require a lot of patience, because it's literally, you know, for the first couple of days of doing this, you're literally just going to have to sit there and, like, either become aware of the thoughts and emotions of the other selves and just kind of notice what they're doing and what they're saying and things like this, or just imagine chatting to them in this crowd, like I've been talking about as well, and doing that for several minutes at a time. Now, first, you might want to start doing this in silence so that you can start to see what this feels like, and then you can start to do it in places where you don't necessarily have to focus all your attention on this one activity or thing that you might be doing. Like, you might be doing the dishes, or you might be doing whatever it is. You might be making yourself a sandwich or something, and you can do it then. Or you can at least become aware of what's happening in this way, right? So the other element of this is the micros, the minors, and the majors, right? So micros are all the little habits, all the little mental formations and personality characteristics that are typical of these mini selves. And a lot of these micros could be overlapping with many of these selves as well. Like, you could have one self that's impatient, but you could also have another self that's very impatient as well. This kind of thing, right? Impatience is a micro. It's just kind of like it's what's created by the selves. Things like this, right? So micros are like habits, belief systems, thoughts, understandings, philosophies, whatever. Personality would be the closest to that, right? Like, is this self introverted? Is it extroverted? Is it patient? Is it impatient? Is it kind? Is it unkind? Is it wise? Is it unwise? You know, things like this. You can start becoming aware of the different characteristics of the different selves, and you can maybe name them, whatever, it doesn't really matter, right? I don't necessarily give them names or anything like this. I just kind of like think of it in terms of like the Enneagram, actually, because it's a little bit easier to do it this way, right? Like, if you know what the Enneagram is, you understand what a 1 is, what a 5 is, what a 3 is, you know, things like this, right? Like 7, 4, 8, all these numbers. It doesn't have to be that complex. You just notice the self, you notice the different characteristics, what you could call the micros of the selves, and just notice which self has which characteristic, which selves' characteristics overlap with each other a little bit, right? And things like this. The next element of this is what's called the minors, which is like the selves that are kind of there, but they're not like fully developed or whatever, maybe because they're not fully used, or that they're not fully integrated into the center. I've talked about the center before, things like this. Or they don't have enough input coming from the other selves, things like this, right? And so they're like only half developed. And in my personal experience of becoming aware of these different minors that exist, a lot of them have shadow aspects. Like, a lot of them are very, like, one example is you can have a micro that's an addiction. I might actually do an episode on addiction, actually, but you could have this micro that's an addiction to drinking large amounts of coffee. I'm not saying coffee is bad, by the way. I'm just saying, like, if you drink, like, 4 or 5 cups or whatever, This is your micro. This is one of the characteristics of one of yourselves, or maybe a few of yourselves, or whatever. Right? And so you notice that. And if you become aware, you would actually notice that. Most of the time, what I find is that the selves that are engaged in this are those that haven't actually been developed and haven't actually had time to integrate and become aware of their own shadows, become aware of their own demons and their own problems. And because of that, that shows up in your life through behaviors that you're engaged in, like drinking 5 cups of coffee, you know, or drinking a lot of alcohol, or smoking a lot of weed, or whatever it is, right? And so in this way, you can start becoming aware of how these different selves play a role. And so those are the minors and the micros. And the majors are the selves that you use most of the time. They're probably the most developed in some ways. It doesn't mean that they're the most healthy, necessarily, or the most helpful, or the most wise, or whatever, but they're the most developed, and they're the selves you'll probably be able to notice the first, right? They're the ones that you identify with the most, right? This kind of thing as well. And so they're more fleshed out. There's more of like a awareness with them. You can actually like notice very strong differences between like you, whatever self you are in this moment, or what you are in the center versus this other self. Right? And so you can start to get a picture of how the majors are very different from the micros and very different from the minors, because the minors are undeveloped. Mostly the minors, if they exist, are almost like one-dimensional. It's almost like looking at a child. And so you have child selves in this way, right? That haven't been developed because they were either demonized as a kid or whatever. Like, stop it making so much noise and this kind of thing. Like, that would create a new micro if you took that seriously. And that might even create a new minor, or maybe even a major, right? But usually minors are one-dimensional. They're not, like, very faceted. They're not very nuanced. It's very black and white thinking. This kind of thing is very stage blue or red or purple, or maybe orange if they're more developed, I suppose. But, you know, this kind of thing. And so the majors is where the major creativity can show up. It can find itself and things like this. And so your job is to become aware of the minors, become aware of how undeveloped they are, become aware of why they might be undeveloped, and things like this. And so you can start to become able to notice the development of these selves as they're happening, this kind of thing, which takes a lot of input from the other selves. The other selves kind of sometimes have to like coax the self to life, or breathe awareness into the self, in a sense, if that makes any sense. And so you have to find a parent self that's willing to do this work. You can spend a little bit of time on this as well. But basically, you have to find a way of working with these many different selves in this way. Right? And by doing this, you can start to become aware of the many nuances of these many selves. Typically speaking, what I find is that you don't usually have more than 2 or 3 majors, right? Maybe 4 or 5 if you're very, 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 you know, if you are starting to work on developing these different selves, right? You'll probably have 2 or 3 major selves, although this is going to depend on you, and you'll probably have about, it depends, right? Between, I'd say, 7 and 13 minors, perhaps even more, depending on your level of overall general development, and then basically thousands, if not millions, of different micros. And, you know, the micros overlap from self to self sometimes, or they will change from self to self. And so they show up in different ways, or they show up in different forms. So you might notice these different majors. You might notice these different minors. And because of that, you can start to fuse them with awareness in this kind of way, helping them to develop themselves, helping them to become aware of themselves. Because just because you have multiple selves doesn't mean that these selves don't need to be developed in some way. And so this is how you do it. This is what you do. You have to find a way of giving them input. If you had no input in your life, you would never develop. You would never grow. You'd never be what you are right now. This kind of thing. What if that input is? Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's this podcast. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a book that I've written. I've written a book or two. I haven't really done much with it so since then, but it's that kind of thing, right? And so when looking at these different selves, you have to start to become aware of the characteristics of the selves, and you start to like name them in a sense, like, oh, this is the conscientious self, or this is the extroverted self, or this is the addicted self. It's very addicted to these different things like sugar and coffee and tea or whatever it is. Nothing wrong with that. It's just something to become aware of. None of this is about judgment. It's about just being aware, simply observing what is happening, when it's happening, and observing perhaps even why it's happening as well. Noticing the micros, noticing the minors, noticing the majors, noticing the impatience that some of your majors might have towards some of these micros and some of these minors, things like this, right? And so you start to see the bigger picture of what's happening with yourself. So anyways, I think I'm going to end this here. If I go too long with this, it will get way too long, way too quickly. But I just wanted to make this episode really quickly, and I'll listen to it a little bit later, and then probably do another episode as well. I'm hoping to do another episode as well after this one, but we'll see how that goes. Anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you on the next segment, if there is one, or the next episode, if this episode ends soon. So